a.m. We got a great show coming up for you. Kevin Lehman's going to join us live from Iowa Men's Basketball Media Day down in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Plenty to talk about. A lot of new faces. A lot of faces from the last couple of years in bigger roles. We'll talk about that with the coach coming up in just a little bit. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to talk fantasy football, brought to you by Imon Communications. That coming up before 4 o'clock today as well. We'll talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball playoffs and get you a Bowling Night in America preview. It's all coming up on The Gym Class on KGYM. And coming your way from the southwest side, it is The Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann down in Iowa City. He's at Carver as Iowa Men's Basketball Media Day is going on. We'll talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. When Kyle gets back and gets everything cut up, we will have audio from head coach Fran McCaffrey and players coming your way in just a little bit before 7 o'clock this evening. Major League Baseball, pair of Game 5s today, and we've got you covered on 107.5 FM starting at 4 o'clock. It will be Game 5, St. Louis at Atlanta, followed on all three frequencies at 7 o'clock tonight by Game 5 between the Washington Nationals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Two big game fives today, one coming up tomorrow. And this is fun. This is fun if you're a baseball fan. If you're a fan of sports, this is fun, no doubt. And there are a lot of people, I think, in that favorite role, sweating a little bit right now, Mark Dukes.
No question about it. And you are forewarned if you'd like to listen to baseball. It's 107.5 at 4 o'clock.
107.5 at 4 o'clock.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 1600 and 106.3. So plan accordingly. Switch back and forth, whatever you so choose. Yeah, that three game fives, or is it games five? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Three game fives.
You're the one with the red pencil.
But it should be super interesting, I think, and you can make a case for all three as being very intriguing, but we're going to ask you out there today, KGYMradio.com, our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which Game 5 presents the most intrigue? Cardinals-Braves, Nationals-Dodgers, or Rays-Astros? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco Jones.
For me, it is tomorrow night's Tampa-Houston game. For many reasons. Number one, Tampa Bay is the little engine that could. They're not supposed to be there. They're the team that plays in the, described by some as dump, down in St. Petersburg.
Still won a ton of games in the regular season.
Absolutely.
95, 96, 90, I don't know.
You can't name four or five Tampa Bay Rays, yet there they are, like a, you know, like a gnat at your summer picnic. They just won't go away. Houston made all the headlines at the trade deadline to bring in Zach Greinke. Everyone thought Houston was unbeatable. Houston trots Verlander out last night on 3 days rest. I thought it was a good move and gives up three in the first inning and could never get on top in that particular ball game in game number four. Houston's got so much to lose tomorrow night. Dodgers as well, but Washington has been there in the second half of the year. Tampa's been there as well, but you know, you know about Scherzer, you know about Strasburg, you know about Rendon, you know about Turner and people like that, and Soto. You don't know Tampa Bay Rays. So I would say Tampa Bay and Houston. Sorry, BJ and Marion.
I think I make a case for all three, but the way Kevin Cash operated that bullpen game last night, bullpen games are really interesting because batters are going to face three different types of pitchers in their at-bats, four maybe. And it certainly worked last night for the Rays. But I'm going to say the Nationals and Dodgers. I think the Dodgers, prohibitive favorites in the National League. And here comes Strasburg, who a few years ago was shut down, and the Nationals never advanced in the playoffs. This is his opportunity to make a statement for the Washington Nationals. And I think the operative word is intrigue. That's the most intriguing game to me.
And then the one I think that has the best shot of winning are the Cardinals today. Not going to shock me at all with Flaherty out there if the Cardinals take the Atlanta Braves. They're a favorite going into this thing in Vegas today, even though they're on the road.
Flaherty and Foltynewicz, wonderful pitching matchup. Runs at a premium, I would guess.
Foltynewicz was really good the first time around against St. Louis, though.
Yeah.
Very good the first time around. Won that particular game that he threw. What do you think? 319-366-1600. That's the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertine and Stocker Jeweler is located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. We are presented once again by the great folks at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated and a place for families meet up again and again for a quick lunch or dinner. Football is here, they remind us. And Third Base Brewery has award-winning wings, burgers, and beer to enjoy while watching your favorite game. Third Base has big screens all around the bar, plus flat screens at each booth, so you don't miss any of the action. Stop on by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, our presenting sponsor each and every day of the gym class program.
Go ahead and interact on our Hertine & Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600, as Matt in Cedar Rapids did. We aren't sweating. Go L.A.
If you're not sweating,
you're not being honest, dude.
And they're not being honest because I would be sweating. even if you feel good about it, you're still sweating a little bit. But it's all hands on deck today. And that's what makes Game 5 fun. Also makes Game 5 last about 5.5 hours because you usually do get several pitching changes unless somebody is really good out there. So who knows? And would it be good or bad for Major League Baseball? I made this observation to the guys today. We're already talking on national sports radio. Ben Simmons hit a three-pointer last night. Oh, my gosh. Welcome, NBA. It's exhibition games. Baseball's already in the back burner. What happens if Tampa, Washington, if Houston goes away, if the Dodgers go away?
The Yankees go away.
Well, the Yankees are in it still, and they're in the championship series.
Right.
What happens if it's Tampa and Washington in the World Series? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying for the national persona of baseball, because it already is an afterthought in the national spotlight.
Well, I think the networks are hoping for L.A. and the Dodgers, or L.A. and the Yankees,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Holding on to that hope out there. 319-366-1600. Mention it's Iowa Men's Basketball Media Day. We will talk with Kevin Lehman coming up here in about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes or so. Fran McCaffrey, Cordell Pemsel still suspended, was not there, I believe, today, according to reports. Nothing new as far as the Jordan Bohannon situation is concerned, who is sporting a beard now, by the way.
Mm.
I don't know if that means anything about anything, but he's got a beard. New uniforms for the Iowa men's basketball team. They look sharp out there. The women leaked out some pictures of their uniform. They have gone back to the late 70s, early 80s Lute Olson Iowa script on the women's basketball uniforms, at least the gold ones.
Like it?
Bravo on that one to the Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team.
That's a sharp beard that Jordan Bohannon has.
He looks
good.
Have you seen it? That's a good-looking beard. I like it. Is it going to bring about 5 more points a game? I don't know. Or the chance to play this year. We'll see. But it's a sharp-looking beard for Jordan. out there. Looking good.
Well coiffed.
I'll go with that. I will go with that. We'll find out more about the beard with Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. Also, get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chrysalis of RotoWire.com. Got to talk about, before we get to break here, game four last night between the Astros and the Rays. Did it look to you like, I don't know, it just did not look like the Verlander we've been accustomed to over the years. The guy that's thrown two no-hitters so far this year. It just did not... I think he was just trying to overthrow at times last night.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed to be a good move at the time because then you could... Should the Astros have won last night, come back with Gerrit Cole in game one of the next series? As it were, Cole is going to... a pitch tonight, which would mean I think Greinke would probably go game one. I could be wrong about that. But it's not going to be Verlander and it's not going to be Cole. So I think it's upset the apple cart a little bit from a Houston standpoint should it advance. But he wasn't as sharp as he has been. Wasn't really concerned when he gave up three runs in the first inning because he's done that before and ended up with a complete game, and the Astros win 6-3. But that wasn't the case last night.
And like you said, it seemed like Tampa was one chess move ahead of Houston last night.
I think Houston pressed a little bit. They only got six hits off, what, five, six relievers for Tampa or pitchers. Snell finished it. He's a starter, but... I think they pressed a little bit. They got a double, home run, and four singles. And that's not the Houston offense that I've seen.
No, I think they were pressing a little bit, trying to get this thing going. And the big winners, of course, the New York Yankees, because now Houston's got to throw Verlander last night, and they got to throw Gerrit Cole tonight. So even if they do win in advance, Yankees aren't going to see those guys as much as they first envisioned. So that's a win-win for the New York Yankees. It's advantage Yankees at this point, isn't it? It's got to be. It's got to be advantage Yankees.
Yeah, probably so.
I would say so. All right. By the way, we'll talk with Kevin Lehman, but Jordan Bohannon, Iowa basketball, tweeting this out on his health. This is a quote. It's hard for me to gauge when my body will be ready. It's up to my body to decide. Right now, I feel good. I've been working out quite a bit. My conditioning is back to what it should be. Unquote.
That's kind of positive.
The whole thing, everyone was taking into consideration Jordan Bohannon wasn't going to play at all this year. Now maybe he does. How does that change things? Then it obviously changes things for the better. So we'll find out. We're going to talk to Kevin. First question, is he going to play? 319-366-1600. We'll talk to Kevin Lehman down at Carver Hawkeye when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Wednesday, presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM.
You want your lights on, and your garage door going up and down, and your refrigerator refrigerating. And so do the people at Linn County REC, because they live here and work here just like you do. They have kids in school here, shop on Sunday afternoons here, cheer on the sidelines here, and need their lights and garage doors and fridges to work just like you do. That, in a nutshell, is what an electric cooperative is. Members who share a community, choosing the best options for affordable, reliable, safe energy. When the member leaders of Linn County REC make decisions, they're keeping their own family and yours in mind. The choices they make directly affect them, the same way they affect you. So they consider each option carefully. And as with any electric cooperative, any profit made during the year is shared back with members like you. Those are just some of the benefits of membership at Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. October is National Cooperative Month. Find out even more at LinnCountyREC.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-True makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Welcome back, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, we've got Cardinals and the Braves coming your way on 107.5, Game 5 of that NLDS series. And then at 7 o'clock, all three frequencies will get baseball coming up tonight, Game 5 as well, between the Dodgers and the Nationals. Iowa Men's Basketball Media Day going on in Iowa City, and Kevin Lehman set to talk with us right now, our basketball expert, the coach, and he's down in Iowa City, ready to talk Iowa hoops here today. And first of all, before we get to the obvious question, new sharp-looking uniforms. I like that for the Hawkeyes this year.
They are, have that yellow trim up the left side. These are the white versions we're looking at here on Media Day, Scott. And I think they also have black and maybe a uniform set. So looking sharp today.
All right. The main question. He's got a great beard, by the way. And Joe Wieskamp has already come out on Twitter and said that he touched it up last night with some dye. We're not going to go into that. Jordan Bohannon says he feels good. What do you think? What is the underlying tone at Media Day today?
I still think it's a wait and see, Scott. And what he can do is he can play a couple games and still allow for that red shirt. So I look for them to possibly test him a little bit and see if that hip is good to go. I really think you're going to see, and this is my personal opinion, you're going to see a red shirt out of Jordan Bohannon this season.
Kevin, all the talk was about how Jack Nungy spent his redshirt season bulking up, getting better. You saw him today. What'd you see?
Well, I asked him, I said, Jack, you want to be called a four-man, a three-man? He goes, I'm just a forward. And I said, so a stretch, you're not a stretch four that bangs inside? He goes, I just like to be called a forward. I tell you, he's also grown about a half an inch, Mark. He's tall, looks really good. And you think about this front line of Coach McCaffrey's with Garza and Nungy. I mean, these guys are players that are big that can stretch the floor, which is today's game. And Fran McCaffrey said he likes to play with the traditional two post players, but these are post players that can make threes and really spread the defense out. So I think the question always comes down to, can they guard people at the other end?
Very much so. Very much so. We found out today that it's Bakari Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Not Bakari Evelyn. So what about...
I knew that for 2 years because I called those games at Valpo.
Very much so. Tell you, he's an athletic-looking guy. And what about Bakari meeting the media today?
Well, he is, and I knew this from the 2 years at Valparaiso when I covered his games. He's an excellent young man, really a pleasant to talk to. I could see him taking my job or yours and going into broadcasting someday. And here's the issue with Bakari Evelyn. So last year he played on an injured foot, and today he told me, I came back 2 months too early. He was never healthy last year. He averaged, I think, just under 10 a game. But I remember him as a sophomore, Scott and Mark, and he was on the Valley all-newcomer team when he came in from Nebraska, scored about 12 a game, shot the three well. You know, he is your combo guard, so I think he's a good fit for this Iowa team, especially if Jordan can't play, because you can plug him in at the one spot, you can plug him in at the two, he can make threes, he's a good decision maker. So if you go pick up somebody off the transfer portal, this is a good pickup for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Kevin, I think starting lineups are one of the most overrated things in college basketball for most programs, and I think that's true of the Iowa program. How many in numbers will Fran McCaffrey's rotation be, do you think?
Well, that's when, you know, a criticism of Coach McCaffrey's used too many guys, and this is another team. He talked today about what are the strengths of this team, and he said, first of all, depth. So they can easily go 10 deep, even if J-Bo's not playing, and a lot of different combinations. Another guy got thrown in that mix is Patrick McCaffrey. And I talked to Patrick, and I called the All-Star game he played in at Kirkwood College last spring, and he's gained 15 pounds since that game. He really looks good, and he is all of 6'9". I said this to Coach McCaffrey, to Fran, I said, "So he reminds me a little bit of Aaron White with his length. He's a slasher, a better three-point shooter than Aaron." And, you know, Fran agreed with me. Of course, it's his son, so anything you say good about it, he likes.
True. It sounds like Patrick is a go and that he's going to play. He's going to play in a few games anyway, but it sounds as though he's going to play the entire year.
Well, and I asked Fran that also. He said, right now, that is the plan. He could also register it. I even addressed it with Patrick. But this is what Fran says. It allows them, if they wanted to, they could play Patrick and Nunji together Joe Wieskamp and Patrick together and still be really long, play them at that 3-4 spot with Nunji or guards in the middle and give them some great length on those wings. And we know Fran, from his 10 years here at Iowa, he loves length. And this is another team that's really long. It allows the Hawkeyes to play a number of different types of zones and some full-court pressure. And that's what Patrick's going to excel at because of the great length that he has.
Any news or insight into Cordell Pemsel's situation, Kevin?
He has ironed out his legal issues, but he's still under suspension with team activities. He's not around today, and I don't know how long it will be till he's back with the team working out, or if he's going to be suspended any games. That has not been disclosed yet, but Fran did say his legal issues have been handled appropriately.
You know, Kevin, Nicholas Barrett has graduated. He did so many little things for this basketball program. He was at the point of the press. He would get that 50-50 ball. He would do all kinds of things like that. Does Iowa have anybody like him this year?
Mark, that's a great question because, you know, you see these teams at Media Day and you read about the players and Nunji gained weight, Joe Toussaint was quickest. But what you can never tell is what type of chemistry you have and the character of the team. I had that discussion with Sherman Dillard going down the hallway. It's like boxing. You got to get punched in the face before you know how your team is going to respond. And I think that's what we're waiting to see with this Iowa team. I got a sense, and this is me personally, that this is a team with some great chemistry. But you never know until they get under fire. And, you know, you got to replace a guy like Nicholas Barrett who gave you all those intangibles, energy off the bench. You know, he's just a guy who was always around the basketball. Do they have somebody like that? Don't know. We have to wait and see. You know, the big things about C.J. Frederick is, you know, they say he's a baller and he can get things done. But the things that Nicholas Barrett brought are pretty rare to find a walk-on that ends up giving the impact that he gave. And they've got to replace that, certainly.
Maybe one of the better walk-ons in Iowa history. You really look back on it. So,
You know, Dr. Tom had some really good ones, but Nicholas Barrett has to be right up there. He's the sixth man of the year.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Kevin Lehman joining us from Carver Hawkeye Arena, Iowa Men's Basketball Media Day here at 3:28. Joe Toussaint talked a little bit about his game today. Likes to work off of screens, he said, and just kind of keep people off balance a little bit. And he's going to be one of those big factors for this Iowa basketball team, especially if Jordan Bohannon does not go this year.
Oh, Scott, you are 100% right on that. I think a big factor, what can he give them? They haven't had that little water bug quick guard in Fran's system. You have to go back a long way. I don't know if he's ever had one. And Fran described it as, no, he's not a great shooter, Joe Toussaint, but he can score. And he's a Loma State guy, which is huge at that point guard position because they got lots of scorers around Joe Toussaint. Can he put some ball pressure on defensively? Can he play mistake-free? And can he make plays off the ball screen? I'm going to see him here practicing a little bit. And Fran's practices are usually close, so we get about 30, 40 minutes to look at these guys. So what I liked about the old days of the primetime league, you can see those newcomers play in game situations. We don't have the primetime anymore, so we get a little bits here before the season starts. So I'm anxious to see what Joe Toussaint brings, what C.J. Frederick type of game he has, and even Patrick McCaffrey, how he blends in with this group.
Kevin, you know the schedule is a little more difficult than in past years, and I personally think that's a good thing for this team. Do you?
Oh, no question. No question. And I think this schedule's put together. They knew Tyler Cook would probably be gone. They thought Isaiah Moss would be here. Jordan Bohannon would be healthy. But this is a good schedule. Now, DePaul is not a great team out of the Big East, but you know, they go to Syracuse. They're in that tournament with Texas Tech. And I think that Texas Tech game will be huge on November 28th when they're out in Las Vegas. We talk about getting punched in the face because we know that the Raiders are going to guard you. That will be a good measuring stick of how good this team is going to be early. And then, of course, you got Creighton, San Diego State on the other side of it. But then, guys, once again, you go to Syracuse, and then you're at Michigan. It's a pretty good challenging schedule early for this Hawkeye team.
Here we are. We've been talking for 8-9 minutes, and we have not mentioned Joe Wieskamp or Luka Garza as of yet. Joe Wieskamp, preseason All Big Ten. Maybe we're just taking him for granted a little bit. I don't know. But those are the two cornerstones for this team and the two leaders. I don't think there's any doubt about this basketball team, is there?
Well, and they're both quiet guys, Scott. I mean, Joe Wieskamp leads by example. He's just a quiet, unassuming guy. Maybe that's why we don't talk about him much, because we just expect big things out of him. And when he gets named first team preseason All Big Ten, that shows you the respect from the rest of the league has in his game. And, you know, I don't know if this guy will be around after this year. He is really talented and can score at all different levels. He's going to be their go-to guy, especially when you think of all the shots that Jordan Bohannon hit last year to win games. Of course, Joe hit one too. But I think you're going to see him be the guy that has the ball in his hands when you need game winners. And you think about the Big Ten, a lot of games, guys, come down to who can make plays in the last minute of a game to pull out a win. But Wieskamp, we're going to see some big things out of this year. I just got that good feeling.
What do you got coming up in your travels, Kevin?
Well, I'm going around, Mark, and kind of catching some of the Valley teams. And I'm anxious. I'm going to go see Drake next week and Northern Iowa practice. And then, of course, the season's going to be here before we know it. You know, I got a game. I got Old Dominion at Northern Iowa November 5th. And then, as I mentioned last week, off to the Virgin Islands for that tournament. So it's going to be here before you know, guys. It's basketball season.
It is. And we've got the super secret scrimmages that everybody knows is playing someone. I think what Iowa's going to play Illinois State, right?
Well, I can't confirm that.
Nobody can confirm it.
The team they're going to scrimmage they're going to wear red. I can tell you that.
And they may be from Illinois, say Bloomington Normal.
Yes, and I did see that team practice. I told you last week. It's a team similar to Iowa. They're very long. But it's funny because, you know, the stats come out of that, too. Not so much about stats, and a lot of times we get scores and what individual players have scored in those games. So, you know, yeah, just open to the public and let them charge admission and let those scrimmages go.
Why not? I mean, that, a way to publicize basketball, see good basketball, you know, maybe make a buck or two. Why? Iowa State and Wisconsin, I hear, are going to play. Maybe even in our little backyard here somewhere in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, well, it beats the heck out of bringing Snoop Dogg in, doesn't it?
Oh, for crying out loud. What was Jeff Long thinking?
You know, I have no idea, especially after the Adidas drops the hammer on him. And Snoop Dogg was going to clean up his act in Kansas. Well, does Snoop Dogg have a cleanup act?
That probably was the cleanup act.
Now when it involves poles and women.
Yeah, the last thing Jayhawks need was somebody throwing money around, even if it was fake dollar bills, on what's going on with their Adidas investigation. That would be the last thing you would want to happen in your program. And, you know, I've got Big 12 media days here in about 2 weeks, so Bill Self usually invites me over to practice, and I'm going to go over there if I get a chance to, guys. I'll report right from Allen Fieldhouse. Maybe I can pick up a few of those dollar bills.
Rock jock. Indeed. Well, we'll probably talk to you next time at Big 12 media day. So, season's getting closer and closer. I think 39 days or 38 days from today, the first game. So it's coming around the corner, Kevin. And appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Iowa City. We'll talk soon.
Mark, Scott, thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Kevin's going to be a regular part of our basketball coverage again this year. I believe on Thursdays, again, when the college basketball season opens up. So definitely looking forward to that. Going to take a break. Come back. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris Liss of rotowire.com. He is going to join us coming up next right here on KGYM. More of the Gym Class after this.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Week 7 of the high school football season begins with a Thursday night game from Kingston Stadium. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Thursday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Washington hosts Davenport Central. The young and improving Warriors will be looking for their first win of the year against a Blue Devil squad still in the playoff hunt. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank. Davenport Central at Washington. Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back with you in the Gym Class at 3:37 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we will have coverage of Game 5 between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves. And then at 7 o'clock, all three frequencies will pick up baseball at that time, as that will be the Dodgers and the Nationals coming up. Right now, though, thanks to Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM, we bring Chris Liss of rotowire.com on and ready to go. Chris, I got to start things off with saying your dynamite team, high points this week. Anybody that was scoring three or four touchdowns, I had them this week.
Wait, I thought you had a C-minus team. What's going on?
Who did well? Did you have Will Fuller on your team?
No, Adam Thielen, though. Was good. McCaffrey. That was a good one. They were the two leading guys, and then everybody else got at least a touchdown. So Brady was
nice. All
right. And he threw to Edelman, which was even better. So there you go.
I didn't like your team when you drafted it, but it turns out some of those guys who were like PPR guys are doing well in non-PPR, right? Or was it a PPR?
Half point.
Half PPR.
All right.
Good for you, Scott. I have one really good team, too, that's 5-0, and it's 38th overall in the 3,200-person contest.
Wow.
And it also started with McCaffrey and then in the third round, Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin is actually the number one receiver in fantasy right now.
What's the latest on McCaffrey? He came out of that game late and didn't practice today.
Yeah, that is the latest. Apparently it's a back issue. They said it was cramping during the game, but obviously it's a little bit more serious. You know, it's funny, McCaffrey used to have the Alvin Kamara workload. Now he's got the Le'Veon Bell workload, and McCaffrey used to never show up on the injury report. But now, you know, you get, you know, this many carries, and, you know, he's on the field pretty much every single snap. He's a little banged up. We'll see tomorrow. They haven't really said much except that he didn't practice due to a back injury. So day-to-day. And his backup is what's this guy's name? What's his backup's name, Mark? I'm going to look up the depth chart.
Well, all I know he went about 60 yards with one.
Yeah, Reggie Bonifon, his backup. And people are going to start picking him up just in case because obviously the Panthers' run blocking has been pretty good. Though, I mean, he's not going to be as good as McCaffrey, but maybe he could be serviceable.
Has McCaffrey exceeded even your expectations, Chris?
Oh, by a mile.
Yeah.
I had McCaffrey number two on my board, but not in non-PPR, not even in half PPR, only in full PPR. And, you know, when Saquon got taken in the league that I have McCaffrey, I was bummed. I was like, oh, I wish he took McCaffrey. Now I got to get stuck with McCaffrey. And actually, McCaffrey is on pace to be ahead of where LaDainian Tomlinson and Priest Holmes were.
Mm.
You know, 15 years ago, those running backs that you had to get, otherwise you couldn't win your league. That's the kind of year McCaffrey's having so far.
All right, Chris is here to answer your questions, 319-366-1600. Let's start with 7966. He needs one to go with Godwin in a non-PPR league. DD, DJ Moore, or Robbie Anderson?
I mean, Robbie Anderson could do something with Darnold back, but I would go DJ Moore.
1288 is in a half-point PPR, needs a wide receiver and a flex from among Marquise Brown, Courtland Sutton, Philip Lindsay.
I would go Lindsay and Sutton, although Marquise Brown's got a great matchup, but I just trust Lindsay and Sutton a little more.
82-58 in a PPR league, Alshon Jeffrey or Josh Gordon?
Guess I got to go Jeffrey because Gordon has just not really done a whole lot, and he's got a great matchup, but going to be very windy in New England tomorrow.
John needs a backup running back for 1 week and a PPR. Should I start Duke Johnson or Ronald Jones?
I would go Jones. The Panthers have been easier to run on than throw on. But Duke Johnson, very underused, but this would be the week that he might do well. But I'd still go Ronald Jones.
By the way, with Kyle down in Iowa City, please, if you could, use the text line today at 319-366-1600. 7966, make that, is asking, when do you expect Hunter Henry to come back?
Maybe week 7. I haven't checked when the Chargers bye is, but probably not this week, but maybe next week.
9761, should I be confident with Josh Gordon, Allen Robinson, and Terry McLaurin as my WR2, or should I explore a trade?
I like McLaurin quite a bit, and we say Allen Robinson, I like him quite a bit. I don't love Josh Gordon, but Josh Gordon has a ton of upside. It's just how are they going to use him? When are they going to use him? If those guys are rotating as your two, I would just play the matchups. I don't think you need to make a trade.
Kyle's got a suicide pool question for you. Would you take Dallas over the Jets or the Ravens over the Bengals this week?
I would take the Ravens this week, but I got bounced last week. And guess who I took, Scott? Somebody's favorite team that you and I both know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I mean, it was because I used the Eagles and I had already used the Patriots. So anyway, Survivor's tough. The thing about Survivor is you can always optimize. You can optimize your chances to win, but if there's 100 people in your survivor pool, you're probably not going to win.
Hey, shouldn't Zeke Elliott owners be a little upset, or should they just stay the course and it'll work out?
I'd stay the course. I mean, it's nice that Dallas has opened up their offense and let Dak do some things. Michael Gallup looks like a player. Obviously, Cooper's very good. But Zeke will get his. Be patient.
8258, as we talk to Chrysalis of RotoWire.com, brought to you by Imon Communications. He asks, drop the Rams defense special teams, or will they turn a corner sometime?
They'll turn a corner when they face like the Redskins or whoever else they're playing. You know, I'm not sure of the schedule. I know they have some soft matchups. I mean, you know, they just mostly play pretty decent teams. And when they play the soft teams, when they play the Cardinals and stuff, they should be a better play.
You going to have your eyes closed Thursday night / Friday morning?
No, you know, it's like I don't really – I'm not worried about the game because the Giants are missing all their key offensive players and New England's so good and it's going to be windy. It's kind of going to be fun to watch, but – I have very low expectations. It was kind of like the first Super Bowl. You know, they were 14-point underdogs, and I was just hoping not to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And then with, like, when Plaxico caught the game, you know, the touchdown to go ahead, I was like, whoa, there's 29 seconds left. Maybe we're going to win this thing. It didn't even dawn on me they might win. So I'm going to have that attitude about it.
46-35 on the text. I need a flex out of these three players in a PPR. Josh Gordon, Emmanuel Sanders, or Curtis Samuel?
I'm going to gamble on Sanders, but Samuel Sanders, 50-50. I'd avoid Gordon with the wind in this game.
Mm. I would, too. Sounds as though, speaking of injuries, sounds like Tyreek Hill is going to be back this week for the Chiefs, which is good news because who knows about Sammy Watkins. Still without two linemen, three defensive linemen, and a middle linebacker, though. The Chiefs are just beat up right now.
You're setting yourself up for the Texans, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. I already know.
Well, the problem is they can't protect Pat Mahomes. I mean, he had no time against the Colts. It was tough. I mean, he just, you know, he was gimpy, and the pass rush was on him. Tyreek Hill will be a huge lift to that team. Those other guys are just guys. There's, you know, Sammy Watkins, he's healthy for one game and that disappears. Kelsey dropped a bunch of passes, very uncharacteristic. But having Tyreek Hill, like an elite field stretcher, is just going to – I think it's a game changer. But they have to, you know, they have to protect him to get the ball to Hill. Hill takes a little while, you know, takes a little longer to throw 40 yards down the field. So we'll see. I took the Texans +4.5, Scott. I just thought or +5 or whatever it is. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think Kansas City will win, but I think they're both going to score a lot of points.
I'll be there.
Nice, good. That's a fun game to be at.
87-34 PPR league needs a flex between James Conner or Cortland Sutton.
Conner, with Jalen Samuels out, Conner's the guy.
97-61 AJ Brown has been underutilized, but is there a chance he becomes a legit asset? Any other guys like that?
Sorry, who was the guy you just said?
AJ Brown.
Oh, yeah, he does have a chance to become a big asset. Debo Samuel is another one that could break out. The Giants, Darius Slay, if Sterling Shepard's out with a concussion for, you know, more than a week or two. There's a bunch of young receivers like that. Obviously, DJ Chark has already broken out, but that's just a couple names.
What do you expect out of the Packers, Aaron Jones, after his big game last week?
I mean, the Lions have a good defense, but they're better against the pass. I think Aaron Jones is really good, and I think they're going to use him. They always, you know, threaten to use Jamal Williams, who got concussed. I don't know if he'll be back this week, but I think Aaron Jones is a top 7 or 8 running back and should be good more often than not.
How about the 49ers, man? That's a good football team.
Very strange because it was like, well, they've got two running backs, neither of whom are stars. They've got, you know, two or three receivers that definitely are not stars. They have Kittle, who's a star. Garoppolo seems to be just a guy, but their play calling is very unpredictable. Their offensive line is very athletic, and they get out there. And then their defense looks really good. So, yeah, I mean, it's just every game with them is strange. You know, they seem to dominate, but the other team's so off balance, and there's turnovers. But this will be a good test this week against the Rams.
42-57 in a PPR league is looking for a flex from Sanu, Emmanuel Sanders, and Freeman. That's R. Freeman, not Devontae Freeman.
Royce Freeman. Either Sanders or Sanu. I guess I'll go Sanders, but that could be a real carnival game, the Falcons and the Cardinals. Nobody's going to stop anybody.
Well, it could be a game, too, that Quinn is coaching kind of for the rest of the season, too.
Well, both of those guys, you know. I mean, I don't know how long they want to stick with Kingsbury, but he hasn't really shown much. I guess they beat Cincinnati, but it's not a huge feather in the cap. But, yeah, this is going to be one of those games where I don't think either defense is going to stop the offense. It's going to be fun.
Congratulations to your Yankees having beaten my Twins, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, Mark. It's been just a very one-sided. I can't call it a rivalry.
That's awful.
And it's like, you know, president of RotoWire, Peter Schenke, is a Twins fan. He's from Minneapolis. And it's like when they draw the Yankees, they're dead.
Yeah.
They could draw anybody. They could draw, you know, the Astros or the Dodgers or any, you know, one of the greatest teams of all time. Anybody but the Yankees. But the Yankees always stump them.
Yeah.
Are you surprised these three of the four division series are going right down to the wire?
I mean, a little bit. It was a little bit of a gamble to bring Verlander back on 3 days. I guess they wanted to get him and Cole in there to shut down the Rays. But now they're down to the last game, and, you know, it's a baseball game. It's at least 40% chance that the Rays knock them. I'd love to see the Dodgers and the Astros get knocked out, because then the Yankees would be the big favorite. But it's baseball. Anybody can beat anybody. Except the Twins can't beat the Yankees.
Except the Twins, yeah.
A couple more here before we let you go, Chris. 1433, what is wrong with Mixon? He's a Bengal.
I think Mixon's good. It's a terrible offensive line in Cincinnati, and it's a bad defense. And so the other defense is never tired. They're never worn down. They never sustain drives. So I just think Mixon just, we'll see. The Ravens have actually surprisingly been very soft, especially against the run. I think Mixon will have a decent game this week, but he's just in a tough situation, but he's a good player.
What are they going to do with A.J. Green, too? I mean, they're 0 for the year. He's going to come back in a week or two, and, I mean, he's not going to help.
They should trade him.
Trade him.
They should trade him. They should. I mean, get a first-round pick. Maybe. Well, they probably can't get a first, given how injury-prone he's been, but a second. Trade him to a team like the Eagles or the a team that needs a receiver. What a difference maker he could be for a contender.
Derek on the text line, I have a spot to stash. Do I take Chase Edmonds or Madison?
I'd go Edmonds because David Johnson's a little beat up. I mean, Madison has a ton of upside if anything happens to Dalvin Cook, but Dalvin Cook's completely healthy.
Yeah, and doing very well running the ball. All right, injury questions, of that like, and all fantasy questions can be answered at rotowire.com, right, Chris?
Correct. Your lineup questions, you want to start, sit, they're all ranked, so you can look on the list. Two guys that are higher, those are the guys to start. The guys lower, you sit them. rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You don't need to spend any money. You just go in, type in your info, you get in, you get it for 10 days, and after 10 days, you can decide whether you want to subscribe in earnest. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Have a great week, man. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Good luck in week 6.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us here on The Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Kyle's back. Good to see him. Back from Iowa City. And, he's running right into... Who had the better beard, Kyle or Jordan Bohannon?
I'll say this. Jordan can grow it better than I thought he would.
The controversy of the day, though, Joe Wieskamp said that he touched up the beard.
Joe said that he touched it up for certain, and I had to ask Joe. He made a comment about how it looked a little dark, and I asked Joe, do you think he colored it a little? Because it does look a little dark. And Joe thought he may have actually done that.
Ooh.
But, just in terms of growth, nice beard.
Nice beard.
Nice beard.
That's an ace.
I think Bohannon looks better in a beard than Wieskamp would.
Yeah.
He's just jealous, isn't
he? You guys
want
to know something, though?
What's that?
I'm pretty sure Jack Nungy's 7 feet tall.
Really?
If we're to take the listed height of Luka Garza at 6'11", I saw those guys taking pictures, and if Luka Garza is 6'11", Jack Nungy is at least 6'11 and a half. He's taller than Luka Garza.
Mm.
And there's a lot of talk about Nungy because, he sat out last year, kind of a lot of fans out there wondering what to expect from him. And again, I'm pretty sure he's 7 feet tall, somewhere around 250 pounds. He can put it on the floor. He can shoot it from the outside. I'm excited to see what they're going to have with Jack Nungy, not only this year, but moving forward. That guy's a player.
All right. Very good. More on that. More audio coming up as soon as Kyle gets working on that. And we appreciate all the his efforts here today. Take a break. Come back. It's Wednesday. It's Bowling Night in America. We'll talk about it when we return after this here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
It's a battle of the year in Class 4A District 5 this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday at 7 from Kingston for the Top 10 Showdown between number 5 Bettendorf and number 6 Kennedy. The winner between the Cougars and the Bulldogs takes the District 5 lead and likely the automatic playoff spot. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank. Number 5 Bettendorf at number 6 Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it is Wednesday. It is Bowling Night in America, and our Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. MayCityBowlCR.com is our website. It's you and I are hitting the lanes tonight.
Yes, we are. We're two of the five in the lineup for the Rusty Nails in the Mature Evergreen League. Lanes 21 and 22 tonight.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Very near the bar.
Very near the bar.
Quaker Oats, the opponent tonight. Austin Kluth in the group. And we made a move last week. See if we can continue it this week.
Yeah, we do. We did that last week. We could get on the left side of the ledger.
Yeah.
You can. There is the one good thing about this point system, there's a lot of movement. You can go from, well, we went from 12th to 9th. You can go from 9th to 6th. Of course, you can go from 9th to 13th this week as well. So we'll see how it all plays out this evening.
Yep, another night out there at May City Bowl. And if you have inclination to open bowl, maybe inquire about leagues, a birthday party, they'll set them up for you out there.
Practice.
Overrated. 3620136 is the line to May City Bowl.
We'll get you a complete report coming up tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow and Friday, we will be on the road. We'll be with the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour, sponsored by Whirlpool Careers. We'll be at Washington tomorrow. Going to talk with all the folks at the Washington, get ready for their game against Davenport Central tomorrow night. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Prairie as we get ready for the Kolach Bowl out there. Prairie and Jeff will play that night, so we'll be out there from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Well, at the end of the show, we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you on Friday. So looking forward to that. We'll have Randy Krejci out at Prairie with report on the Prairie-Jeff game. We're going to be doing the Bettendorf-Kennedy game live that night on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. We'll have North Lynn down at Regina. Coach Collum and Coach Cook going at it that night on Friday, and then all the scores afterwards. And RPIs are out for the first time this week. You can check that out at the Iowa High School Athletic Association's website. Girls regional volleyball brackets are out as of last night. So it's already mid-October almost, man. Where'd the year go? Where is the fall gone already?
New traveling trophy available in the Jeff Prairie game.
The West Side Trophy.
The West Side Trophy. I don't think a kolach was incorporated
into
the trophy.
It's got to be a kolach involved in this thing.
But that's
always
a great rivalry. And like you said, we'll be out there Friday for the tailgate tour with the Prairie staff. Again, the poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, which Game 5 presents the most intrigue? Cardinals, Braves, Nats, Dodgers, Rays, Astros, and an important programming note on baseball.
Yep, coming up at the top of the hour, we will have for you the Cardinals and the Braves. All right, who are your two winners today, Mark?
I'm going to go Cardinals and Nationals.
Whoa!
Sorry, Rusty.
Yeah, that's just a cherry on top.
I like the underdogs.
The Sunday. I think it's Cardinals Dodgers.
All right.
I'm going to go with Cardinals Dodgers. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show is next with Alex Kuhn and baseball on 107.5 FM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Washington, the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour.
A pivotal battle comes up this Thursday night on 106.3 FM. Join Miles Klotz and Gary Fickell this Thursday at 7 on